Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Right back at it on a Thursday here live at Radio Row. And you can watch the show on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Twitch, presented by our partners at Technology Group Solutions, the official IT provider of your Kansas City Chiefs. Ladies and gentlemen, you remember him on the offensive line, on that great offensive line for the Kansas City Chiefs, to let Priest Holmes, Larry Johnson, among others, just go run havoc all over you. We now get to talk to that offensive lineman, Will Shields. And Will Shields, how incredible is it to watch Joe Tooney do exactly what he's doing at left tackle?
I think it's awesome. I think any time that you could step out of your comfort zone and actually go play in a different position, I think it was a brilliant move by the team, being able to say, hey, we're going to switch it up. We're going to move a guy outside and let him go out and fight. And him being as athletic and what he's been able to do is really good. And I think right now what they really have to do is keep switching it up, keep him moving around, doing different things, and also give him help here and there. To me, that's the most important piece. Keep giving him help here and there so that guys don't know where that extra hit's going to come from.
Well, you guys know, obviously, how important that offensive line is. And I saw a number the other day, kind of went, whoa, Patrick Mahomes in every Super Bowl has had a different left tackle. But he's also had 5 left tackles this year alone, Will. Yes. Like, you had Willie and you and Brian and all those guys in there on that offense. You guys never moved. Everybody was stable and set right there. What's that got to be like to have that change constantly at maybe the most important position on the line?
Pretty painful, yeah. You know, because every week you're trying to figure out how can I make it happen, how can we make things go, but then design plays around it. And I think that's one thing that has to come to fruition. You have to design plays around it to sort of alleviate the hey, I don't want any one-on-ones, I don't want any third and longs. You know, those are the pieces that make it hard, where if I can keep it to third and short, I can also play the game of is it a run, is it a pass, and give him some chances to get on top of people. And I think that's where he's been able to do really well.
They talked to Spagnuolo today about the tush push. What would you what's your opinion on that, by the way?
You know it's funny about that tush push is that everybody's, oh, it's a new thing, is this, that, and the other. I used to coach third and fourth graders, right? And there's a team that we play that did the tush push all the way down the field.
Oh my gosh.
And that's all they did. They would line everybody up and just scrum down the field. So you got to get people low. You got to get two guys going sideways, one going forward, so that you can take the guy that's scrambling at your knees and move him sideways, so you can have a linebacker feel right behind it. Yeah, that makes a difference.
Secondly, a guy like Patrick Mahomes, you see how he plays, you see how he's able to move. Is it easier, tougher to like block for a guy like that, or is it like driving a stick or an automatic? You eventually learn the mechanics and figure things out and go with the flow.
Well, I think the good thing about it is that you know Patrick's going to help save you sometimes. If you miss a guy or you go inside instead of the outside, he's able to scramble out of it. You don't want that to be a commonality or normal. But he's a guy that sort of saves you, and you start setting your sets. And I think what they've done is go, you set the way you do, and Patrick will work around you, and not vice versa.
Oh, that's an interesting way to look at it. As we talked to Will Shields here, Hall of Famer, Chiefs legend, part of the greatest offensive line in Chiefs history, and the greatest of all time is what I keep coming back to with Patrick Mahomes. And I'm saying Sunday when he wins this third straight one, he passes Tom Brady. You're an older guy like I am now. You were there when Tom was playing and all that kind of stuff. Am I hyperbolic, or are you feeling the same way too?
Yeah, they win the championship. It makes it tough. I mean, I think it's each era. And I'm one of those guys that can't say, oh, they're the greatest ever. Mm-hmm. I'm going, each era has their guy. They have a guy, and the rules have changed a little since then, and that makes a difference. I think he's, going to be the greatest of this era, especially when he wins this championship this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look at a guy like Andy Reid, you talk about guys like Bill Belichick, Don Shula. He talks about Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady. Where's Andy Reid rank if he puts another ring on the hand?
You know, he's already at the top right now, even for what he did in Philly, for how many champ games he played in and playoff games and everything else. He's already cemented himself as being one of the best coaches in the NFL.
What could you have done if your career overlapped with Andy Reid's career? Do you ever think about like what offensively? I know you guys were great offensively, but I mean, in this era of football with Patrick Mahomes, do you ever think about what it would have been like if you came along maybe 10, 15 years later?
Well, I think we sort of had that feeling when we had, Coach Vermeil.
Yeah.
So we had that feeling of what it was like to have fun guys around you and be able to have a blast. And every time you hit the huddle, it was like, okay, are we going to score on one play, five plays, or seven plays? It wasn't the fact of saying you wasn't going to score. It was just saying when. And that's the mindset. And so that's what kind of player you have to have, or coach you got to have around you, is to set that mindset on one side of every time we get the ball, we don't have to score, but you have an opportunity to score. And then on the other side, defensively, you've got Spagnuolo that's basically, hey, we're going to dial some things up here and there to make it hard on the other team and make them have to incrementally work their way down the field to get where they needed to go. And he's been a genius on the other side. And I think what's really cool about it is that they're able to, if they could keep that group together, and I'm going dynasty-wise, when they say dynasty, dynasty has always worked better when you have the same people in the car.
Right.
And I'm going, just keep those same guys in the car and keep building on what you have. As long as it works, don't keep trying to fix it. Just make it a little better. Just tweak it. Bring a guy in that might have some other little ideas, but nothing drastic.
Do you ever think about 03 if you had Spags coaching that defense? Maybe you make Indy punt and you get that playoff win?
Well, we think if we had a little we did a little both. I mean, we had, what, one fumble and then one punt?
Yeah,
no punts in that game? Yeah, everything has a little difference. There was a year that we had a couple of wide left kicks,
Yep.
So those opportunities were there. We just weren't the team to make it happen, and that's what makes it tough. And this team here seems to be ready to make it happen at every aspect.
Talking with Will Shields, offensive lineman for the Kansas City Chiefs, legend in Kansas City for a lot of you listening here. I want to bring this up because we talked to Gerald McCoy yesterday, and he said the narrative that the refs are on the side of the Chiefs is disrespectful. What say you, Will Shields?
Well, I always go, just like we say, eras and different things. I mean, we would say the same thing about the Patriots when they were winning games and doing different things. We would go, oh, they were cheating for them.
Or I
they
did
this and they did that.
Guilty.
I mean, just got to be honest.
Yeah.
when you win a lot, everybody wants to know why and how, and you had to have a little help here and there. Mm-hmm. And as a player, you look at it, and sometimes you will go through that point of going, ooh, that was a tough one. You know, that could have went either way, or maybe they shouldn't have called that. And I'll go, but that's every team. Mm-hmm. Everything happens that way. There's always those ticky-tack things where you're going, yeah, they could have let that go, or they could have called it, or they didn't. It just depends on when you're winning a lot. And that makes a big difference.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, and that's the thing. When you start to win a lot, people start to look around and think that the referees are helping you, or you're getting help from a, you know, a supreme being, or the games are fixed, or whatever the case may be. People, I don't think, still understand how the Chiefs get it done, and how they get it done is because they've got a leader in their quarterback who doesn't care how much time is left on the clock, what the situation is. They believe that they're going to win games, and they know how to close out games, both offensively and defensively.
Well, the way I see it is you got to take that opportunity off the table. If you take it off the table and you push the scores out and you do all the other things, then there is no opportunity. And as long as you leave that door open, there's a chance that some things that could happen.
Yeah.
And right now, our quarterback and our guys that are playing believe in that, and they make things happen. Guys make plays that you don't think is going to make plays. You know, and when they get the opportunities in the years that we didn't win the Super Bowl, when they had the opportunity for those plays, they didn't make them.
Yeah.
And that made a difference.
How hard is it to get to a playoff, a Super Bowl, and then three in a row? Because we were talking the other day about which was harder, winning that first one or winning the third one. I think winning the third one is much more difficult. But how hard is it just to get back to the postseason every year where this team
is? Especially when you win one, you know from that point, everybody's gunning for you.
Yeah.
You were the champs for the year before, so they're going to give you their best game. There's that stat you have in the back of your mind of how many years did we beat a team that basically won the Super Bowl? And you're going, man, we beat them in the season.
That's right.
Why can't we beat them in the playoffs? And that makes a big difference. And that's that stat you always hold in your head, and you're going, it's hard to play at a high level, and it's hard to keep winning games when you've been the champs.
So, Will, as we wrap this up, talking to Will Shields here, Gear Up Against Cancer.
Yes.
Let us know what that's about.
Gear Up Against Cancer is basically the NFL alumni, and we are actually going out to the communities. We work in three different phases. First of all, we work with our athletes to help them get healthier, and then we work with kids in the community, and then we work with the community itself in a whole. And what we're doing is trying to inform everybody about colon cancer, and it's one of those silent but deadly things that happen, but mm-hmm. it's also something that's preventable. So we're telling everybody once you reach the age of 45, start getting your checkups, because it's one of those cancers that doesn't really show signs. If you're one of those persons that's sensitive to it, you'll have fatigue, you'll have stomachs, you'll have certain things that will show up. But it's one of those things that most people don't know they have, but it is curable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's really important. And as a community, that's what we want to make sure that this is our time to say, look, make sure you get checked. Make sure you get those things put in place so that you can be the healthiest you can be for as long as you can be.
Yeah, I've had two of them at 47 already. Highly, highly suggest getting them. I've known people that have passed from colon cancer, so I'm with you, man. Get your screenings.
Thank you for the time, Will. Enjoy the game. We
appreciate it.
That's Chiefs legend Will Shields. And again, all of our guests are brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Kansas City is gearing up for their third straight title, and Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need to rep your team during their historic run.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.